The Israeli-Palestinian conflict is, as you might imagine, a hot topic on Israeli college campuses. At one Israeli school, though, the debate has reached a fever pitch. Daniel Estrin reports from the city of Beersheba.
About 2 months ago, Rivka Karmi, president of Ben-Gurion University, received a letter.
It was a kind of ultimatum.
The letter was sent by Im Tirtzu, an organization of Israeli university students and graduates. They allege that the university's Department of Politics and Government is overrun by extreme left-wing professors. So they gave the president 30 days to do something about it. Otherwise, the group wrote, they'd ask major donors to hold back funds.
We would send letters to dozens, maybe hundreds of donors. Some of them answered us and told us that they support our struggle.
Erez Tadmor from the Im Tirtzu group says their letter to the university president singled out one particular professor, Neve Gordon. Last year, Gordon published an op-ed in the Los Angeles Times arguing that Israel has become an apartheid state. And he announced his support of boycott, divestment, and sanctions, a global movement to pressure Israel to end its occupation of the West Bank. I am convinced that it is the only way that Israel can be saved from itself, Gordon wrote.
Neve Gordon has any right to say what he wants, but it's not acceptable that he'll call for people to boycott Israel while he receives his salary from the Israeli academia. It's not moral. It's not moral.
The boycott touches a nerve like no other thing touches here.
Professor Neve Gordon.
You can write that Israel is a terrorist state, and that will not do anything. It is the boycott that touches the nerve, and I didn't expect that to happen.
Gordon says he does not support a boycott of Israeli academia. That would mean, essentially, boycotting his own university and himself as a professor. But this is tricky. As a public university, almost all Ben-Gurion's operating budget comes from the Israeli government. So when Gordon calls on the world to boycott Israel, he is, in a way, asking people to boycott his institution.
There is no doubt tension, if not a contradiction, to support a boycott of oneself, in a sense. What I'm trying to say is that we all live in contradictions, and we have to choose the contradictions we live in. The contradiction I'm living with is a contradiction that I hope will bring change here for my children. And I don't want them or the children of our Palestinian neighbors to live in an apartheid regime.
Gordon's support for a boycott is not popular in Israel. But still, Im Tirtzu's campaign against him and other professors has been met with criticism. Israeli university presidents and op-ed columnists called it McCarthyism and a threat against academic freedom. Plus, the group's threat to scare off university donors actually cost Im Tirtzu one of its own major donors. Christians United for Israel, led by American evangelical pastor John Hagee, announced it was cutting its ties. But Tadmor, Im Tirtzu's co-founder, remains firm. The way he sees it, they're not the ones threatening academic freedom in Israel. He says poli-sci students complain to his group about censorship inside the classroom.
Students who dared to say something were silenced and very humiliated. And other students saw it and decided that they won't say anything else because basically if you say something and the lecturer blames you of being a fascist and humiliating you, then you are afraid that you'll hurt your grades.
University President Rivka Karmi says she didn't bother to respond to Im Tirtzu's letter because she didn't think there was a problem. She says she held meetings with students on campus and asked them if professors silenced them in the classroom, and she was convinced it's not happening. So far, none of the university's donors have backed out. But the letter campaign has affected the atmosphere on campus. She says that she senses some apprehension.
Especially from teacher assistants, that they feel that they need to be much more careful about how they phrase things because they don't know who's sitting in the class. They're not sure that, you know, their things will not be taken out of context.
Those fears aren't unfounded. In the wake of the letter campaign, some hawkish political activists in Israel recently threatened to sit in on classes this year and disrupt lecturers who, quote, operate against the state. And Professor Neve Gordon says he's received letters calling him a traitor, threatening death. Erez Tadmor says his Im Tirtzu group doesn't agree with such tactics, But he is happy that the question of Israeli professors' politics is now being debated in the Israeli media. For The World, I'm Daniel Estrin, Ben-Gurion University in Beersheba, Israel.